Item number six is an application for rezoning for 625 Marion Street under file DAZ 219 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at this time, namely, item seven, which is a variance for the same premises under file DAV 151381/2010D.
Okay, the applicant is...
Mariel de Sel
Brentnall. Mariel de Sel Brentnall. Bienvenue, Mariel. State your address for the record. We know your name now. Okay. And if you can give us an overview of your plans.
They're located at 140 Provence. We've owned the building there since 2001, and our premises have become too small to accommodate our growing business. And so our goal was to find a 5,000-square-foot building in the St. Boniface area and an office building and in order to relocate our business. And we would prefer to stay in this end of the city because it's centrally located and provides easy access to the various areas of the city. The property at 625 Marion meets those needs. There are not many properties for sale. There's virtually nothing available in St. Boniface on a purchase basis. But we found out that it has an M3 zoning, which does not permit office use. So the property is currently being used as an auction house, which is owned and managed by Jean and Joe Marion. They have provided support for the rezoning application, and they're here this evening, and I think they'll speak to the application later. We're not planning any changes to the exterior of the building or the property itself. It's simply an interior renovation to transform the space into office and warehouse use. We're asking for a use variance so that we can start with the renovations prior to the rezoning process being completed. And we're also asking to be able to use the current portion that's gravel in the parking lot as future parking. There is a good portion of the property which is already asphalted, which is going to be sufficient for our requirements. The street that provides access to our lot is not paved. I have three letters of support that I'd like to give to you. One is from Gilbert Dubay, who is a building owner. He owns a transportation firm on the next street over, owns 3 acres of land there, and he doesn't see any adverse impact on his business as a result of us rezoning this property. I also have one from Jennifer Roncadden, who's the executive director of the Norwood Biz, and I have one from George Wainier, who's a commercial realtor who specializes in the St. Boniface area. So I have those to submit for you.
Okay.
And that's basically it.
Okay. Merci, Marielle. Any questions? Okay. No, I don't have any questions either. So I know there's people here in support.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you can register your support. When I call your name, just say you are in support, or you can come down and make a short presentation if you like, but you don't have to. First in support, Gerald DeSed. In support? Okay. Mike DeSed. Jim Boutelier. Jim, support? Norm Gusso. Norm, bienvenue.
Merci. Norm Gusso, 14614 Demeron Street. Just simply, quickly, to say that we're in support of this application. We feel that it's consistent with what's happening along Marion Street with lower level activity in terms of what's happening there. There's a lot of retail being installed on that street. We have no issue as well with the granular parking there because it's adjacent to a granular street, so it won't pose a problem as well. So we're in support of this application. For those reasons.
Okay. Questions? None? Thank you, Norm. Jean and Joe Marion?
Yes, Jean Martin, 625 Marion Street. My husband and I own and operate a business at the building in question. And I just wanted to say that in 2008, we tried to put the building up for sale with a realtor for about a year and a half. And the problem is with the M3 zoning. It really isn't an M3 conducive building. It is more of an office building or a retail space. It's not a warehouse space. It doesn't have a loading dock. You can't drive into the building. The property is very small, only about a third of an acre, so you can't have storage, any kind of compound at all. So basically, we had people that were interested. We had a daycare that wanted the building. We had a commercial school, a church, but it's not the right zoning. So we kind of took it off the market, just being, you know, dejected about that, and really didn't do anything until we met Marielle and somebody that wanted to take this on to try and rezone it. So basically, that's really all we had to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Any questions? Thank you. For the record, that was Jean and Joe Martin, not Marion. Melanie DeSalle. In support. Colin Brentnall. In support. Curtis. Leon Hart. Curtis, in support? Oh, it's in opposition, sorry. I'm sorry. Is there anyone else in support who hasn't signed a yellow sheet? Anyone here for information? Okay, now we'll go to the opposition. And number one is Curtis Leonhardt. Just in opposition? Okay. Second person in opposition, Michael Falk. Michael, come on down. Michael, welcome.
Greetings. I do have a copy of my presentation here.
State your name and address for the record so we know it's actually you.
Michael Falk, 1 Terracon Place. Let me start off here before I get into this presentation, how awkward it is to be on this side of the fence. First of all, I don't want clean vehicles and nice people, abutting to our asphalt plant. That would just ruin and bring down property values. I'm here today to speak with respect to a related company of ours, Bitumenex Asphalt. We own and operate a large asphalt batching plant just north of the subject property. And if you go to the second last page in that brochure that I've just handed out, there's an aerial photograph and we outline our property in red. We've been operating here as Bitumenex for over 20 years, and this is a significant asset to our company, and this location serves as a strategic one for the successful operations of that company. Other heavy industrial uses are in the area. They include trucking and marshalling yards, grain operations, feed operations, and the like. Heavy trucks and traffic are part of that business, and that is what happens there. One of the reasons that road has not been paved is because part of our trucks beat the heck out of it every year and every springtime. There are heavy trucks and there are heavy uses. The entire area, in fact, north of Marion and east of the CP yards are currently zoned M3, and that's illustrated on the last attachment to that package that I've provided. Compatible and like uses in the area have been allowed to cluster in this area, and in fact this remains probably one of the last true M3 industrial areas. If not here where the RM of Springfield, we have to have a place for these types of industries. And that's really what makes it awkward about coming here and speaking today is that I don't oppose necessarily the application made and the use of office space within M3. I guess what I'm opposed to is having a cluster and a patchwork of zoning uses within what is clearly a heavy industrial area. By permitting that M2 use, I believe we're going to further and foster cluster this patchwork, and I think there's a better way to go about doing this. By allowing an M2 use, you are allowing certain uses like churches, like community centers, like group areas that I do not think are compatible whatsoever. Drinking establishment, restaurants are another issue there. And furthermore, if not today, there's no problem. What about tomorrow? And tomorrow, somebody buys that property. It's zoned M2, and they feel they have a right to the enjoyment and use of that space as office space, but our Bituminex trucks are starting to annoy them. They're dirty. They've caused traffic issues. They try to back up. This is what they do, and they have been there operating that way for over 20 years. So now who wins? Is the right to his quiet enjoyment and use of office space, does that prevail over our right to use M3 heavy industrial space for the noxious and dirty uses that it's entitled to do? Again, I'm torn. I don't want to oppose, but on the same vein, I want to make sure that our interests are protected and that our operations are allowed to continue. And I think there's a couple of ways to do that. One of them is by way of a zoning agreement, where we illustrate and we clearly highlight that this particular use is permitted within a heavy industrial zone, and that whoever purchases that property beyond that point acknowledges that. The other way, which I think is the better way, is really by providing a text amendment to the zoning bylaw. Part of the reason for having our reviewing and recreating our zoning bylaw was to try and protect this type of patchwork type of operation. Currently, the bylaw does not permit office use under M3. What I'm proposing is that there should be a text amendment made to permit office use under M3 zoning uses. It allows then clearly whoever owns and wants to buy that property the opportunity to use that space for what they want to use it for, whether it's office space or heavy use. But they'll also know what's also associated with that particular group. If it's M3, I'm allowed to do this, this, and this. Understand it and know that. If it's M2, the uses are less noxious. And if it's M1, it's even less and provides more of a retail use. If it's MMU, it's a highest standard sort of mixed-use development. You can choose, but know and do it knowingly, as opposed to buying a piece of M2 land surrounded by M3 and somebody throwing up their arms, you know, 5 years down the road saying, what about these noisy trucks and this mess, the dirt and the gravel? It's horrible. What can we do to fix this, Councillor? Mm-hmm. In conclusion, I would ask that you do not approve this rezoning and variance. I would ask that a text amendment be prepared to permit M3 zoning and that all development standards should be met. If you want to have an office use, then meet the minimum development standards for office use, which includes paved parking. Available for questions,
okay.
If any.
Thank you, Michael. Councillor Swindell.
The final outcome, if you had a text amendment to the bylaw or you permitted the rezoning today, the final outcome would basically be the same, wouldn't it?
And that's what I'm proposing.
For this specific,
yeah, absolutely. And I'm not opposed to the outcome. Welcome the office space. Move on in. But understand what's the neighborhood, what is the surrounding neighborhood, and acknowledge that and be well aware of that. I'm not opposed to the office use. I'm opposed to the process and the direction of how, or the process in which we're using to get there. I think the cleaner and the better and the more honest way is by allowing the text amendment so it's open, transparent, and visible to all those who want to purchase that property down the road. You've broadened the uses, you've allowed more use within that property, but you also buy that fully knowing that there are M3 uses surrounding it in an M3 area. I mean, look at that map. That whole area is designated M3.
No, I understand the argument, Michael. I'm just trying to figure out how to do this, respectful of the fact that we have an application in front of us.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
maybe it's a conversation we need to have.
Yeah, I understand the argument as well, and it's logical. Dilemma I face as the area councillor in this committee faces is that we have a real live application in front of us. I don't think it's fair to have them wait for a text amendment, which could take a long time. So that's what we have to weigh this evening. And
may I offer a suggestion?
Go ahead.
One is a variance, which would allow them a five-year period to establish their office use. And then within that period that we move forward or recommend that the planning department move forward with a text amendment to permit office use as an M3 use.
Yes. You can grant the use variance as a separate application. It's for 5 years. Within 5 years, they either have to rezone it or in 5 years' time, they'd have to vacate the premise if the zoning bylaw is not changed.
As a rezoning?
Yes. As well as you also posted it for a variance.
We also posted it for a variance.
Yeah, the 5-year use variance is to allow them to establish right away.
Okay.
so they can come down and get an occupancy permit or do whatever they need to do to get in there. The five-year use variance can only be granted once for a maximum of 5 years. It cannot be extended. So between now and 2015, either the zoning bylaw changes or these folks will have to file a rezoning application to the appropriate category that would allow the office use.
Okay. Why is there both a rezoning and a five-year variance here this evening?
They requested it so they can get their occupancy permit and get in there right away. The rezoning right could take up to 2 years to do to complete. Still has to go to council. Still has to have the paperwork filed between us and City of Winnipeg, pay land education, all those wonderful administrative things that happen after the council has approved a rezoning.
2 years.
Yeah. Okay. So we give people 2 years to complete a rezoning.
Okay. 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 The information, that's Councillor Swindell.
I don't want to get in too much of this back and forth, but with Michael still here, it'd be kind of good to know. What Michael's saying seems to make sense. Would the department be of a similar view, or have you given any consideration to what the pluses and minuses of going down the road of a text amendment might be?
Not that much down the road, but I know there's been talk about when the new zoning bylaw came in, there's supposed to be a review of it, and I do believe something my director has, I believe, reported to P&D on that matter. So there's a look at it. We've also had a new official plan being endorsed by council that still needs to be approved by the provincial government. Our Winnipeg and hopefully our zoning bylaw and all our regulations would have to be aligned with that new council policy should it be adopted by council for third and final reading. So there would be additional looking at all our regulations.
Okay. So text amendments, so how long would a text amendment take?
A text amendment is separate, just if they came in and said we want to do a text, it's just a rezoning application that goes to, I do believe the hearing body would be P&D. We've had text amendments before.
So there's public hearings to a text amendment?
It's the exact same process as a rezoning, just the hearing body's not at Real Community Committee, it's at the Standing Policy Committee on Property Development. Okay. And it would have to go to council.
Okay.
And it would be done by the administration.
Yeah. Any other questions for Michael?
The properties in front on Marion, like all the way down in the area zoned as M3, are those all just straight M3 zoning all the way down to from Archibald all the way down to Marion?
To Dawson.
Because there's a fair intensity of use along Marion. I mean, it does kind of seem to be keeping with the character, but it. I guess what you're saying is the zoning hasn't ever changed. There's been no amendments. There's been nothing that's ever.
Well, I haven't.
About these properties, or
Robert, you probably are.
John,
it's all.
Sorry, John. I mean, sorry, John.
Yeah, it's all gray and three. Do you guys? Does your property? Is it? You come down that Nicholas Avenue, or you don't go? Is that Dawson Road? The other frontage there on the.
Dupuy.
So this is not, we're trying to figure out what this road, is this even a road here?
It's the old railroad. That's the old railroad.
Oh, it's the old railroad, okay.
Yeah.
So Dawson's further up here,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Dawson's further to the east.
All
right. Okay, anything more for Rob?
Nothing
Michael. I'm getting my names mixed up today.
The first meeting back.
Yeah, I know. Going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to call back Marielle.
Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition to this application? Marielle? First question. Are you aware that this is a heavy industrial area and the Nicholas Street is shows the wear and tear of those big M3 industrial trucks going through your potential proposed building every day for the night, for the life of your business? Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. And there's significant trucking activity along Marion as well. I mean, it's an area. I mean, it's a thoroughfare that has. It's a truck route, so there is a lot of trucking activity in that area, and I'm perfectly aware of that.
So that doesn't dissuade you, or?
No.
Obviously not.
No. I just wanted to add, though, that the reason that we asked for the use variance was not to, we would never conclude the purchase and start renovations until we were sure that it was going to be rezoned properly. Our intent was that the zoning officer had indicated that it may take from the time it's approved, let's say, if it was all approved at the council at the community meeting here, that it could take a few months after that, and it was our intent only under those conditions potentially to start doing so. We would not be interested in purchasing this property and having a five-year window hanging over our head where we don't know what's going on, or having to re-spend all the money that we've put in to go through the zoning application at this time.
So the text amendment means that you're purchasing.
Well, the text amendment, I prefer to see. I mean, my understanding was that you prepare some kind of development agreement that goes along with this property. I'd prefer to see it in there. I mean, it doesn't require a whole new process, and it's
a development agreement saying what, though? That you will.
Well, that we recognize that we're in an industrial area.
That there's going to be large trucks in front of you.
Pardon me?
A zoning agreement saying what? I'm not sure what it would say. That there's large trucks in the area.
Yeah, I mean, I think what he's looking for is some kind of recognition that we know that we're moving into an industrial neighborhood, and we know that. We also see what's happening around in the whole area. There's other businesses like ours. I don't know that they're just across the tracks. I think they're zoned. It's a different zoning there, I believe. And
Any questions?
Currently have.
We have 10 full-time employees, and then we have a few contract people.
So what do you see happening as far as parking? Is there sufficient parking for all of your employees now on site?
There's more than what we need on site.
So
we wouldn't be on the street at all.
Okay, because I've seen that happen before, where in industrial areas people try and squeeze office uses in there, call center type stuff, and you end up with large trucks competing on roads with snowbanks where people are parking cars and...
No, the site actually can accommodate quite a few parking stalls, like more than what we need.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Councillor Steeves, do you want to take the chair?
Sure.
I'll move the report of public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I will move the receipt of representations be concluded.
Favor, opposed, carried.